Let Me Take Care of That for You by Debbie Holloway, read by Ellie Johnson. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. I recently had a bit of a three-ring circus to deal with while trying to pay a toll. Our lovely Richmond, Virginia is indeed a beautiful city, but we sure do have some tolls. In fact, depending on where you're going and from where you're coming, you may have to pay three or four tolls in one trip. That happened to me a few weeks ago. As I left the office, right in the middle of the city, and headed Southside to visit a friend, I realized too late that I didn't have enough cash to pay the final toll. With a sigh, I asked for a receipt from the toll booth and went on my way. I won't bore you with the details, but let's just say I talked to far too many people on the phone, hand-delivered my toll payment in some city office, and still got a toll violation notice in the mail. This resulted in mild deflation of my spirits. My family said, "Debbie, don't worry. Just call them and explain." I tried to, but was informed that not only was there no record of my payment, but that I would be forced to pay an extra $13 on a 70-cent toll for a vague administration fee. Come on, I kept thinking. I'm just trying to live my life and pay my toll. In one last valiant move to get some help, I walked back to the aforementioned office on my lunch break the next afternoon. As it so happened, a high-ranking administrator happened to be there right when I was. As I explained the situation, he made a copy of my toll notice and immediately got someone on the phone. "I can dismiss this for you," he said. "What do I need to do?" I asked, skeptical. "Who do I need to call and follow up with?" "Nope, nothing," he said. "Here's my card. If you get another notice, just call me." I left the office that day with a spring in my step and a burden off my shoulders. I was no longer going to be hounded by the toll agencies. "See, we told you," my family said. "You shouldn't have worried." Isn't our relationship with Christ a lot like that sometimes? I feel like I've worried and fretted about so many things, only to realize in retrospect that God was trying to tell me, "Baby, let me take care of that for you." Jesus told his disciples, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither reap nor gather into barns." And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Matthew 6:26. Intersecting faith and life. When you're dealing with the frustration, no matter how small, remember that God is asking you to stop worrying and let Him carry you. For further reading, check out Philippians 1:6 and Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.